This is Radio Nepal. I'm Tika Prasad Kharka with news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Sushila Kharki conducts on-site inspection of ballot paper printing at Bhaktapur-based Janak Education Materials Center. Assures March 5th House of Representatives elections in single phase. Election Commission unveils 7.26 million ballot papers printed for 60 constituencies under House of Representatives' first-past-the-post-electoral system. Political parties near final stage of election manifesto preparation. And gunmen kill nearly 200 people in Nigeria's Kwara and Katsina states. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Sushila Kharki has conducted an on-site inspection of the ballot paper printing currently underway at Janak Education Materials Centre Limited in Sanotimi of Bhaktapur. Speaking to journalists after the inspection, Prime Minister Kharki stated that the House of Representatives elections will be held in a single phase scheduled for the 5th of March, clarifying that the election will not be conducted in two phases. The Prime Minister urged everyone to remain assured. On the occasion, Prime Minister Kharki said that the weather on the day of the House of Representatives elections is expected to be favorable. After inspecting the ballot papers, the Prime Minister remarked that it now feels like the election has truly arrived and that all that remains is for the people to cast their votes. The Election Commission has said that printing of ballot papers for first-past-the-post category in 60 constituencies has been over. Assistant spokesperson at the Election Commission, Kul Bahadur Jisi, said a total of 7.26 million sets of ballot papers were printed for the first-past-the-post election of the upcoming House of Representatives elections. Similarly, packing of the printed ballot papers for 25 districts has been completed so far. Except few districts of Karnali and Sudhur Pashchim provinces, the ballot paper printing is accomplished. A total of 20.32 million sets of such papers are required for first-past-the-post category of the election. The ballot papers for the proportional category have already been printed. Meanwhile, the Election Commission has issued the vehicle permit work procedure targeting the upcoming elections. The work procedure has been enforced so as to ensure the vehicle use well managed, fair and regulated during election publicity and on the voting day. Political parties are in the final phase of making their election manifestos public. Although less than a month remains before the House of Representatives elections, political parties are yet to make their election manifestos public. However, the parties claim that they are actively engaged in preparing them. Most parties have stated that their manifestos are being dropped in to reflect the changed context with the public aspirations, good governance, and development as their main priorities. Parties that faced criticism in the previous elections for failing to implement manifestos filled with popular slogans and ambitious promises, assure of presenting more practical, implementation-oriented manifestos aligned with public aspirations this time. Following the changed political environment after the Janji movement on the 8th and 9th of September, parties are under increasing pressure to introduce timely manifestos that reflect the demands of the younger generations. Finance Minister Rameshwar Prasad Khanal has urged all concerned authorities to engage confidently in election preparations, arriving in Baglung today. To monitor the election preparations, the Finance Minister assured that the government is working to create an atmosphere in which citizens can participate in voting peacefully. He also urged citizens to remain confident that they would be able to exercise their franchise in a fearless environment. Minister for Home Affairs Om Prakash Aral has lauded Nepal Telecom's role for economic prosperity by expanding access to communications across the country. Addressing the 22nd anniversary of the Nepal Telecom today, Home Minister Aurel said that the role of the Nepal Telecom during times of crisis, such as natural disasters, earthquake and pandemic, is spectacular. The Home Minister said, with the expansion of services, Nepal Telecom has made a remarkable contribution to digital services, digital literacy and overall national development. The advertisement board has urged election candidates not to publish or disseminate misleading advertisements during the campaign for upcoming House of Representatives elections. The board is stating that through a press release today that complaints have been received regarding activities on social media and its candidates, leaders and workers and creating confusion. It also stated that the Election Commission and the Advertisement Board have agreed to monitor, regulate, investigate and take action on the advertisements during the election period, and the board has informed that it is monitoring and regulating the advertisements. The board has also stated that any activity found in violation of Code of Conduct will be dealt with according to the law. This news comes here from Lady Nepal. Now time for a short break.
नेपाल टेलिकमको सहुलियत दरका प्याकेजहरू खरिद गर्न #1415# डायल गर्नुहोस्
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. The third International Buddhist Conference is being held in Lumbini in April. The council meeting of the Lumbini Development Trust held today decided to organize an International Buddhist Conference in Lumbini on the occasion of the upcoming full moon of Baisakh, that is Baisakh Purnima. The LDT member secretary Deepak Shrestha said that a decision has been made to organize a conference on the 29th and 30th of April with the aim of promoting Lumbini in the international community to elevate its promotion and increase tourist arrivals. The meeting, chaired by Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation and Chairman of Lumbini Development Trust, Anil Kumar Sinha, has formed the main organizing committee for the International Buddhist Conference. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. Gunmen have killed nearly 200 people in western and northern Nigeria, officials and residents say, as survivors buried the dead and security forces hunted the attackers. Al Jazeera cited Nigeria's President Bola Ahmed Tinubu's announcement as saying that the deployment of an army battalion to the western state of Kwara after gunmen stormed the community of Woro on Tuesday evening, killing at least 170 people. A further 21 people were killed in a separate attack in the city of Katsina in northern Nigeria with gunmen murdering people as they moved from house to house. Chinese President Xi Jinping has called Taiwan the most important issue in China-U.S. relations during a phone call with U.S. President Donald Trump. According to the BBC, state media reported Xi as telling Trump to be prudent when supplying weapons to the island. The Chinese leader said he attached great importance to ties with Washington and hoped both sides would find ways to resolve their differences. Trump cast Wednesday's call as excellent and long and thorough. The call for war followed a flurry of visits by Western leaders, including UK's Prime Minister Sir Keir Starmer, to China in recent months, hoping to reset relations with the world's second-largest economy. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast weather to be misty at a few places in the Terai region and mostly clear in the hilly and mountainous region of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Sushila Karki conducts on-site inspection of ballot paper printing at Bhaktapur-based Janak Education Materials Center, as well as March 5th House of Representatives elections in single phase. Election Commission unveils 7.26 million ballot papers printed for 60 constituencies under House of Representatives' first-past-the-post electoral system. Political parties near final stage of election manifesto preparation. And gunmen kill nearly 200 people in Nigeria's Kwara and Katsina states. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this up, please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.